We'll now go to House Bill 205. Delegate Kelly. And do you have John and Jeff with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. By a brief introduction, I have John Emmerich, a constituent, good friend on my right. We have Jeff Elliott, who owns Green Petals at 105 Annapolis Street in Annapolis. Before committee started, we had two electric bicycles present, and if some of you observed, touched them, felt them, whatever, and they are in Chairman McIntosh's office right now, if you want to go back and take a peek. Anyway, long and short, and I'll make this very brief, I'm going to turn it over to the people who truly know the subject matter much more so than I. Presently, electric bicycles or e-bicycles are not covered by Maryland law. They are covered by federal law. What this bill does is define on page something or other here, page two, it defines what an electric bicycle is. Bill also states and excludes an electric bicycle as being a moped, motorized mini bike, motor vehicle, or a dirt bike. And with that, I'm going to turn that over to the two gentlemen who, like I said, are very knowledgeable on this subject.
Thank you, Delegate Kelly. This bill was entered to...
Yes, sir. For the record, could you state your name, please?
My name is John Emmerich.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. This bill was entered to correct a deficiency in the existing motor vehicle law in Maryland. Dates back to the federal regulations, which is H.R. 727 that was passed in, I believe it was 2002. And what it does, it sets out low-speed electric bicycles under federal law. And basically that means that as long as the bicycle has a motor of 750 watts or less, functional pedals, maximum design speed is 20 miles an hour or less, the federal law shall supersede any state law requirement with respect to low-speed electric bicycles. HB 205 also supports pending federal legislation, H.R. 2075, which is the Electric Vehicle Advancement Act of 2013. And one other requirement on the low-speed electric bikes is that they weigh less than 100 pounds. So that opens up the arena to also... double bike, that we've seen before, and also trikes. Just to give you a little bit of background on, these are not new. China has over 200 million on the roads today. They produce roughly 30 million a year. 29 million are kept and used in China. 1 million are exported. In the United States, in 2012, there were 59,000 electric bikes sold, approximately the same number as electric vehicles or electric cars. Worldwide, that same year, there were about 120,000 electric cars sold. So you can see that they have not gained the popularity in the United States that they have in other countries, and one of the main reasons is because they're included under some of the older, outdated motor vehicle laws. Now, 37 states have already ruled on this federal legislation, H.R. 727, and have included them in some aspect or another in their Motor Vehicle Act.
Jeff? Okay, thank Jeff? You very much. Jeff, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I have no further comments. Me too.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Seeing no questions, thank you all very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
That concludes the hearing on House Bill 205. We will now go to House Bill 92.